Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and today on Glorious Living, you're going to learn how to step up to a higher level and walk by faith. Hey, welcome to the Glorious Set, decorated for Christmas just for you. Chrissy, isn't it so great to be here together again?
It is. It's my favorite part of the week and my favorite time of year, Christmas time. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
It's my favorite, too. I know my house has been decorated for some time. Mm-hmm. Getting ready, looking at the presents under the tree. Oof. You know, usually I shake them and open them up,
but
I've been delivered. I don't do that anymore.
I know, I'm kind of the same way. It's like my sister and I, when she gives me a gift, when she says, Chrissy, I have your gift. You want it now? And I say, sure, why not?
Let's celebrate Christmas. And you're doing it for
her. Exactly. I want her to have a smile on her face because it's always good to give and to receive during
this
time.
That's so true. That's what Christmas is all about. The spirit of giving is just, it's just permeating everywhere that we go. And it just reminds us of Jesus and how the Father wanted to give us his perfect gift called his son,
yes.
Jesus Christ. And that's what Christmas is all about. That's
why
we love it.
I love it. Emmanuel, God with us. What a better way to celebrate than to talk about Jesus on Glorious Living and to talk about the comments and testimonies that you write in.
Oh, yes.
It's so awesome to read them. I have a great one from Facebook. It says, what a great time in the presence of the Lord watching your messages. I have really been getting nourished whenever I listen to JDM, and now the Lord has amazed me with his goodness. I remember just soaking up into the glorious moments with Kathy and just enjoying the presence of the Lord before I fall asleep. It's been a nourishing journey with JDM. I keep myself stirred up. Well, praise Jesus.
I love that, hearing how she's getting nourished. That's
yes.
so important, because we really feed on the Word of God. We put out a lot of content on Just Duplantis Ministries, whether it's through the broadcast or our Sunday program or
everything.
The app has so much content people can watch.
Ma'am.
They often binge on it.
Binge watch the Word with JDM. It's so good and it's free.
Yeah, it's not fattening here, but in your soul, it's just big.
Oh, yeah, it's big. And it spills out. Like you said, you're getting yourself stirred up. Well, I believe we're going to get stirred up today.
Amen.
It's going to be good.
That's so true, because today we have somebody new.
Yes.
We are so excited to welcome Larry Moore to the program for the very first time. Larry is our TV audio operator at the ministry, and he has served here for over 6 months and uses his extensive audio talents to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. He and his wife, Melanie, have been married for over 5 years and have a wonderful blended family. Together, they have 7 children and 10 grandchildren. And Larry is here with us today to share how recognizing the voice of God and stepping out in faith will propel you into God's best. Welcome, Larry.
There's
Hello,
Larry.
How you doing?
Larry Moore is here, everybody.
We have so come to, all of us come to love you, Larry. You're such a precious soul. You're so powerful, and we love to hear you. You even speak. He's got a deep voice.
I know. I tried to mimic it before the program. I didn't really succeed. But just talk a little, Larry. Let him hear you.
Talk a little bit, huh?
Yeah, there it is.
But we love what God has done in your life. We're thankful that he brought you here to help us here at the ministry to serve. And it's so important that God connects us the way he's connected us. And I know that it's been a blessing. I met your beautiful wife, Melanie. And
what a
beautiful family you have.
Yes, lovely family. It's an honor to be here, as Phil's odd to be on this side of the camera. Normally I'm on the opposite side, but it's a blessing to be here. Like you said, connecting with the ministry was just, it was truly God, because I had been looking for a while and putting in applications everywhere. And my wife said, nah, you're going to be in ministry somewhere. And she kept telling me that. I said, well, I need to hurry up.
So you've worked in audio for a long time,
I
guess.
I've been doing audio for over 30 years.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing audio for churches. Uh-huh. Churches have been my life.
Yeah.
Audio director back in 2000. I graduated with an audio degree in 92 from University of Louisiana in Lafayette.
Yeah.
So I've been doing
Raging
audio.
Raging Cajuns,
the Raging
right?
Cajuns.
The Raging
yes,
Cajuns.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. So I've been around audio all of my life, mm-hmm. all of my life. Even before I went to college, I was around music because my father is a singer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was always around audio.
Yeah.
Using your talents for the Lord has always been a part of your life, correct?
Yes.
It's always
yes,
just
ma'am.
Utilizing everything that he's given you with excellence. I know that's when we chatted about your story. It's
yes.
just to be able to take what he's placed, that gift in you, to use for his kingdom has always been an amazing part of your story. And then you shared a little bit about how you left Louisiana and you said, I'm never going back, but the Lord had another idea, correct?
Yes, he did. He did. Yes, when I graduated from college, it was different. Being from Virginia Beach, Louisiana was a bit slower, you know. So I said, you know, I finished in college and I said, I'm going to get away from here and start the audio thing and start traveling. I started traveling. I was running audio for a lot of bands, touring as a musician and things of that nature. And I vowed that I'd never come back here.
You know, Jesse said the same thing.
Really?
He didn't want to come back. Yeah.
I didn't either. But life went on. And I began to grow and get more experience in audio. And I became a professor at a university. And I was teaching recording and live sound. And had a nice home. I was an audio director for one of the largest churches in the area. And everything was great until God said, it's time to go. And having to go when things are not good is easy.
Oh, of course.
But when it's really good, I had just opened up my my business, Morehouse Productions, had a recording studio. And I was recording area artists and doing some other things and running sound for a lot of, you know, well-known artists. And I was having the time of my life. And he says, time to go. Sell your house, get rid of your cars, and I'm taking you on a journey.
How long ago was that?
That was in 2011.
Okay.
So he said, I'm taking you away from your influence.
And where was that at that time?
I was in Elizabeth City, North Carolina.
In North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I was an audio director at a church in Virginia, and as a professor in North Carolina, so I was back
and
forth.
You had a full schedule.
Oh, yes.
It sure sounds like it.
A full life.
Yes.
And God says, let's go somewhere else.
Yes.
And what did you do when you felt that in your spirit? I'm sure you were praying and you heard the Lord's voice and you were like, was it hard for you to say, Lord, but everything's going so great? Or did you have that intuition that, yes, this is from the Holy Spirit, I'm going to step out in faith?
We want to say I followed it instantly.
But you
didn't.
No,
you don't go that way. We want to, okay, I knew I had to go, but I wanted to orchestrate it the way I wanted to. So as a professor, I had days. I wanted to actually get the most of my days. So I wanted to go on vacation and get the time off that I wanted to and map it out so I wouldn't lose them and I would gain some money. But I went to work June the 14th. And I got called to the chancellor's office and he notified me that they were ending my position. So before I could turn in my resignation letter, they cut my job off. And I was angry. I was sitting in the office and I was furious. And one of the procedures is when you leave, they have to take your keys and escort you off of campus. They say, if anything in your office you need, we'll let you get it. He said, well, before you leave, we want you to go to human resources so you can get your severance package. Severance package? Then I went, and when I saw the severance package, I understood what God was doing. I smiled then and left everything in my office.
You didn't have to work the system. It was already going to work for
it
you.
It was going to work for me.
It was going to work.
But sometimes we get in the way of our own blessings.
That's so true.
At that moment, I was like, okay, Larry.
That was a lesson for
That was a lesson, and at that point, then I adhere to the word of God. And I said, okay, I'm going. What do I have to do? Get rid of your house, your cars, and sit till I tell you to move.
Wow.
And when I did that, he gave me my assignment, but didn't tell me where I was going.
A step at a time. That's how I often see how God does that. He does that. He says, go, but he doesn't tell you everything. Like Abraham, he just said, go. He had to take a step and walk. God was going to show it him a city one day, but he didn't see it.
Exactly.
But that's what faith does. It takes a step at a time. And it's like kind of like my garage. I open the door, it's dark. But when I step out into it, I have that motion-activated light. That first step I take into the garage, the light's on. But it's going to stay dark till I take that step.
Take a step, right.
And so like you were talking about, that's really what you're saying, one step at a time.
It was actually a step at a time. And it's easy to read and to believe when you're actually in it and he's moving you from everything that's familiar.
Oh, yeah, that must
be challenging.
It changes. Yeah.
Because I'm not near any of my family. I'm leaving and I'm going into the unknown. And all I have is God. And when I left in a U-Haul, I didn't know where I was going. I was just following the instructions as I was riding down the street. And once I got to Mobile, Alabama, he told me exactly where I was going to stop and told me to call my track coach from college and told him I was coming to Lafayette. And I called him. He said, hey, ball. You know, so I'm like, hey, man, I got some news for you. I'm coming to Lafayette. And then he connected me with his pastor. And make a long story short, he asked me, he said, do you have a job? I said, no, sir. He said, you have a house? I said, no, sir. He said, well, where are you going? I said, I don't know yet. He said, well, let me call you back. And I sat in the hotel. About another hour, I got a phone call. He said, we have property. When you get here, we have a team of people that's going to unload your truck, and we have a house for you already.
Wow.
And I walked into that, and that led to me being a worship director at a church.
Wow.
And you just, you knew just the Spirit of God leading you through and then telling you who to call, prompting you to call him. And everything was there. Provision already set before you. People to unpack your truck. I just think that's absolutely awesome.
It is. It's awesome to talk about it now, but when you're actually walking in it.
Yeah, I bet.
It's easy to say, anywhere you go, ask me to go, God. Just tell me, I'll go. But when you're confronted with it and you have to do it, and it's different. You have to really believe and you have to have God on the inside or you won't do it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but
and now because you've done it, when he calls you to do the next step, you got that history to lay back on. You
exactly
know, you know he
right
can be relied upon.
Oh, yes.
And he can take care of you. And
oh, yes.
So you have grow through these things.
Yes.
It was a faith exercise, but it produced great effect.
Yeah.
Great
for
effects
your future.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
He had me here waiting. So, you know, you get here and you're thinking, okay, I had built up success in things at home. So I'm like, okay, now that I'm here, I'm going to do the same thing. But he had me in a wait period. Wait.
Yeah.
And he kept telling me to wait. And I was used as a tool to help build other ministries, other things. And it got frustrating at times, but then I kept doing it. I kept doing it and I kept doing it and I kept doing it. And I said, God, I don't understand. When am I going to get to do something? He said, no, it's not time yet. Keep going. After 5 years, when? It's not time yet.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I stopped asking and just kept working.
Yeah, just kept doing
kept
what he's called you to do and
kept
stay
doing
in the
what
course
I was called to do.
Yeah.
Just helping a lot of churches, doing installs. A lot of people couldn't afford getting sound systems put into their churches and things of that nature. So I would go in and say, if you buy the equipment, I'll install it.
Yeah.
Hanging monitors and, you know, doing
serving
all types of stuff.
Yeah, serving the body
serving
of Christ. And I know a lot of this happened during COVID, too, with pandemic.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
churches were going online much more. So you were used, you know.
Yes, there were churches that couldn't meet and some smaller churches couldn't meet. And they were panicking. It's like, oh, what are we going to do? So I stepped in and assisted several of them to start social media pages. And I would go and record the pastors in a church by itself and create shows and things of that nature. So we were doing that for a while during the pandemic to help them get through it. So the skills and the things that God had given me were being used to give him the glory still.
Amen. Yeah, and we're especially happy because now you're with us, you know, utilizing your talents. And you mentioned that your wife said that, you know, you were kind of in that period of waiting. You met her. You came back to Louisiana and met her, of course.
Yes,
that's a beautiful reason.
Yes.
But then she said, you're gonna be in ministry. You're working in ministry.
Yes,
she just knew it.
Yes, because I was thinking, I said, okay, maybe I need to do a career change. Something's going to happen, you know,
Because a lot of things you were doing volunteer work. Is that where you're working somewhere else or they were paying you there?
What do you mean, before I came here?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
On those places in Lafayette and all the things during the pandemic, you were helping a lot of
people. Well, I was helping a lot of people during that time. But as my company, Morehouse Productions, I was doing stuff on my own. I do a lot of voiceovers and stuff like that for radio stations and different things like that. So I have my own production company. But I wanted another job. You know, I wanted something concrete. And then I build and work around with the things that I do.
I understand.
And it just wasn't coming. You know, I'm used to having three or four jobs, doing several things.
Yeah.
So when I had one, I felt I was too idle. I need to do something else. So I wanted something else. My wife kept telling me, wait.
Yeah.
It's going to come.
Yeah.
It's going to. I said, well, maybe I need to do a career change. Something different. She said, no. No, and she actually pulled me from some jobs that I was doing for other people. She said, that's not for you. She said, your next job is going to be in ministry. I know it. Mm-hmm. And I happened to see this job on Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But it's rare that we'd post. We started mm-hmm. posting some things like that.
Yes. I saw it and I ran upstairs real quick. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting my resume and I'm going to upload it. She said, for what? And I didn't say anything. And we were on our way to UL. I was singing the national anthem at a baseball game. Mm-hmm. So we were sitting in the stadium after I did the anthem. I was telling her about I had applied here. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, that'd be good.
Yeah.
You need to be in an environment kind of like we're here, you know, at UL, they love you, you know. I have a lot of history there.
Yeah,
as a Hall of Famer, I ran track there and things of that nature. So when
it's
I
like
go
family
home,
for
yes.
You.
So she said, you need to be in a place that appreciates you and love you like family.
And we definitely do.
We definitely do.
And it happened.
We are a big family
yes,
here.
Yes, and it happened. Miss Wendy called, and I was at the baseball game at the time. And when I called her that Friday, no one was here. Mm-hmm. And the receptionist said that you all don't work on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And then she got in contact with me, and the process just
fell into place so quickly
everything.
And effortlessly. Yeah.
Everything. And when I got here, it was amazing how God used things. I was playing at a different church. And I remember when I was playing bass there, the pastor was saying, God is not done with you. He's creating your place.
Oof, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's creating it for you.
Yeah.
At that time, you all were getting your system installed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The same time
we just redid the whole sound.
Yeah.
State of the art.
TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
State of the art.
At the same time that was being installed, he was preaching. And I remembered that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow.
Preparing the way for you.
Yes.
And that's just such a testimony to your whole story. The whole journey was the Lord preparing the way and you taking each step.
Yes.
And now you're walking in that promise now. You have your beautiful wife, 7 children, 10 grandkids. Lord, look at his face.
You're going to have a merry, merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, most of the time when I'm there, everything is calm when Pop is in there.
Oh, when yeah. Pop. Yeah, you got to watch out when Pop's around.
But we have a good time.
I'm sure.
I love it. It's amazing. Children are lovely, but grandchildren?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The youngest grandchildren is very young.
Yes.
You told me, like 4 months.
4 months, yes.
Ooh, that's brand new. Brand new little baby.
Brand new.
That's so sweet.
Yes. It's awesome.
And they all live close enough that y'all can get together as a family quite often.
Yes. My wife is, I call her a super mom. Mm-hmm. She talks to each grandchild every day.
Wow.
That is super.
Mm-hmm. That is a super
and
mom.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. And it's like, maybe one day she's going to miss a day. Mm-hmm. She talks to them, send them off to school. When they get home, they tell her about their day. And it's just, I grew up I was a more independent child. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I was flying at 12 and doing recordings and going off places and my parents were home. So I was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And being here, I'm learning more about the close-knitness.
That's beautiful,
With the family. I've always wanted a big family. I have one sister, and she's older, but I'm the big brother. And now I have a huge family.
Yes, you sure do.
And it's awesome.
It is awesome.
I love that.
Yeah, just living out the, you know, like you said, that was a desire of your heart, having that big family. And even back then, when the Lord was paving the way and speaking to you and saying, it's time to pick up, it's time to leave the familiar, and to go where I've called you to go, each place he's brought you, he's made a way, he's provided, you found your beautiful wife, and now you have your big blended family that you've always wanted. Isn't that amazing? Working at the ministry, and I know you shared a little bit about how the ministry has impacted your walk. I mean, how long have you been here?
Six months.
Yeah.
Seemed like longer, but it's just been six months.
And your job description, I mean, you're listening to the Word of God constantly on repeat.
It's amazing to be. I remember when I first got here, I heard about Jesse Duplantis in 1997. Mm-hmm. The worship leader at another church that I was at, she followed him, was crazy about Jesse Duplantis. And he was funny, he's this, that. And I heard of her speaking of him. Mm-hmm. And I just heard of him. Uh-huh. And then when I applied for the job, I was like, is that the same Jesse Duplantis? So I called her. I said, I just applied to work for a minister. She said, "Ooh," I said, "Jesse the Planet." And she started screaming. She said, "For real?" I said,
"That's
yeah.
a puzzle of joy right
yeah,
there."
So yeah. I haven't got it yet, but you know, it's looking pretty good. But it was just amazing just to be in this house, mm-hmm. listening to the things, listening to him speak, mm-hmm. and just command things, being a man of faith, mm-hmm. believing. Mm-hmm. I love that in a leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I have crazy faith myself.
Yeah.
And sometimes people look at me like I'm nuts, mm-hmm. but I believe. I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, having a leader that is above your faith.
It stirs you up,
doesn't it?
To keep pressing forward. And I know that God's not finished with you now. You're always going to be on some kind of a learning journey because that's your nature.
Yes.
To always want to excel and improve. And I'm finding out about all kind of gifts that I didn't know.
Yeah, huh?
And, you know, we like to utilize all the gifts.
She's self-finding out all these gifts. Yeah.
But I'm just thankful that the Lord brought you here. I just love your spirit. I've met your beautiful wife, and she's just so precious. And God takes care of us. You know, we have an opening for one reason. Some people move on, do other things, and then he brings in gifts. And, you know, it's always a loss when someone moves on and does other things, and we had great people. But I've learned to be at peace in the middle of all
Amen.
Of that because I've sat back and watched him bring in someone even better
yeah.
or more qualified that helped because we have another level to go to. And I believe
yes.
that God has positioned you here. You've already utilized, I know they told me that they use your voiceover talents to do a couple of voiceovers.
Oh, so good.
Here,
yes, Larry's so
announcing
good.
Voices. You can see that's been, but we utilize as much as we can because this is why God brings you here. The
yes.
gifts need to be nurtured. They need to be used.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm just looking forward to a great future and what God's going to do with you here at the ministry as well as
yeah.
whatever else he's called you to do to glorify him.
Yes.
And to bless your family.
Yes.
It's so good. It just reminds me of Boss's new book, actually. It's Notes from a Vision Specialist. We're talking about stepping in that vision.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about that this month because it's brand new.
It's absolutely awesome. And, you know, it says make the vision real. And in partnering with God to make that vision real. And that's what you did, Larry. You stepped out in faith. You knew that there was a plan, a purpose, and a destiny you had to fulfill. And you made that vision real, and we're walking in it today, and you can too. And I love this book. And in the picture, isn't it so wonderful? He's pondering about that vision.
Yeah, and that's not a posed picture.
No.
They snapped that without him knowing.
It's a candid.
Yeah.
It's so good. And on the back, I just love this. I wanted to read it. It said, God is the creator, and we are made in his image, so we should be creators too. We should all be imitators of God Almighty. After all, he is the ultimate vision specialist.
That's so true.
And being an imitator of God, you know, God doesn't shrink back in fear when things get tough. You know, mm-hmm. he doesn't lie or, you know, manipulate his way to the top. No, the Lord stands on his word. He's fearless. He's full of peace, love, joy, mercy, all those beautiful fruits. And that's what we should be filled with too. So if you're about to step out in your walk or you have a journey that the Lord's called you to, I know you've been inspired today listening to Larry's story, you know, and knowing that you're about to go on that path and you'll reach your destiny. And destination.
Yes, so if you're on the path and you're following God, you don't have anything to worry about.
That's right.
I don't care pandemic. I don't care who's in the government. I don't care what's anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
At no point during this journey did I suffer.
Yeah.
Praise
or did
God.
I lack?
I love it.
Praise
I love
God,
it.
Yeah.
At any time.
Uh-huh.
Job, no job. Never lacked.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
He takes care of us and he has provision ahead. All we have to do is be in tune to his voice.
Amen.
Yeah.
And listen.
And don't worry about it being easy. Because, I mean, it was, like you said, it was not an easy thing to step
out. Oh, no,
it's
not going to be easy.
There's friction there
yes.
when you're stretching. You know, it's like you got stretch marks
yes.
spiritually.
Oh, Lord.
Like
and
a woman has
sadly,
stretch marks. She has something to show for what she did.
That's right.
So that's a spiritual concept,
mm-hmm.
to have a stretch mark. You can look back at that mark, spiritually speaking, and know, I've experienced something that shows me that no matter what is ahead, I'm going to be successful as well. God has led me, and he will lead me. He is leading me.
Yes.
That's right.
He is leading me.
Every step of the way.
Every
so
step.
And
good.
The journey gets, like the song says, gets sweeter and sweeter
yes.
every day.
It sure does.
Because that experience is something you can lay back on. When David wrote the psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," it's because he had experienced a God that supplied all of his need,
yes,
no matter what it is. So
right,
he didn't have to want for anything.
Right.
And so that tradition, that experience builds, mm-hmm, and it prepares you for your future.
Yes.
If you shrink back from it, you wouldn't have that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have that to lay back on. So
it's propelling me forward. You know,
hallelujah,
to other things that were like on the back, things that were on the back burner before.
Yeah.
It's like we have projects that will be happening in January, and I'm excited about
excellent,
that as well. So
excellent,
it's a lot of things that we're moving forward in, and just looking forward to 2025.
I love that.
You are too.
I know, and that passion. You do. You exude that passion, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
It's just coming out of you because you should be excited about your future.
Exactly.
You should be excited about what's ahead and the promises that the Lord has for you because it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Oh,
he
yeah,
is going to establish your path, and it will be the best path for you always, no
That's
matter
so
what.
Good.
Yes.
So good. Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you for sharing your story with us today. I love it. I
know
it's just the top of
it. It's Larry Moore, but we want more.
There's more. We want more.
We're
already running out of time, but it's been so rich and so powerful. And I want you to come back and tell us some more next year when we hit into 2025. But I know this year of 2024, we've been talking about give God a job, and
mm-hmm,
you definitely understand what that's all about.
Yes.
And we're continually, that theme of that year, this year, is not just for 1 year.
Yeah.
I think it's going to continue on, although we have a new fresh one that we're going to be introducing.
Oh, it's good, yes.
But it's so good, but letting God do what he wants to do in your life. It's so important to get your hands off of it. Give it to God and trust him the way Larry did with every step of the way. You don't have to understand it. You just have to obey it.
Amen.
And when you obey the voice of God, you're going to get to the place he wants you to get, and you're going to be full of joy. And I'm expecting that this Christmas will be your best Christmas ever.
Me too.
And
yes,
not just this Christmas, but it's going to be a building time for the next year. I'm going to have great expectations for 2025.
Yeah.
Oh,
a
yes,
glorious year. Glorious living throughout 2025.
As soon as it's 1 second over, it's like now.
Yep, here we go.
I love
here
living in the now.
Oh, in the now.
I'm looking ahead for good things, and I believe God's going to show us all what he has in
amen,
store for all of us. Amen.
Yes. Amen, amen.
Yes, amen. Thank you again for sharing today.
Thank
so
you for
appreciate
me.
You taking the time. I know you're usually behind the camera in the sound room, but today you're right here in the front, so everybody gets to know part of our team.
Mm-hmm.
I like having the people that watch,
yeah,
all of our partners watch our team and meet different ones, and we've been doing that.
We're,
some of them are a little more shy than others, but thank you. You're not shy. And
Larry's
so
not
shy.
I'm not
shy.
Teamwork makes the dream work, Larry. It's
the
great working work with you and you, Miss Kathy.
Thank
I
you
love being
thank
on Glorious
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah,
I so
it's
appreciate
fun
it. You know, it's been such a great time. And of course, want to close by thanking our partners. Thank you for being a part of this. You're part of the team, and we love you, and we appreciate all that you do. And I especially appreciate all of you that are watching, that watch every week. Please send us your comments. Let us know that you're there and what God is doing in your life. Let us know your dream. We're believing with you for a great 2024 as well, and an even better 2025. Have a great Christmas, and I hope to see you next week right here on Glorious Living in Studio C. God bless you.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.